Leftist Pundits, Media Meltdown Over Josh Hawley's Defense of Masculinity. By Sean Moran on November 9, 2021. Leftist pundits, media, and politicians have erupted in anger at Senator Josh Hawley's RMO, defense of traditional masculinity and his criticism of pornography. Hawley delivered a keynote address at the National Conservatism Conference in Orlando, Florida, in late October. During his address, he highlighted the need to strengthen and empower men so that they can serve as an unrivaled force for good. During his speech, Hawley lamented that too many men have withdrawn into the enclave of idleness, and pornography, and video games. He explained, "Responsibility is one of God's greatest gifts to mankind, and men must be held responsible for their actions. Still, can we be surprised that after years of being told they are the problem, that their manhood is the problem, more and more men are withdrawing into the enclave of idleness, and pornography, and video games?" I found the comment by one young man to the Wall Street Journal particularly evocative, and particularly heartbreaking. He said, "I'm sort of waiting for a light to come on so I can figure out what to do next." I suspect he speaks for many. And while the left may celebrate this decline of men, I for one cannot join them. No one should. The crisis of American men is a crisis for the American Republic. Hawley then told Axios's Mike Allen that he hopes to make masculinity a signature political issue. "We've got to say that spending your time not working, spending your time on video games, spending your time watching porn online, is not good for you, your family or this country," Hawley said. Hawley's criticism of men retreating into the enclave of pornography led to a virulent reaction from leftist pundits, politicians, and other figures. Jamel Hill, a contributing writer for The Atlantic, wrote, "If a Dem running against it Hawleymo doesn't run an attack ad that says Hawley is coming for your porn and video games, it's a missed opportunity. Because for sure, if a Dem said this, that would be the lead story on Fox News and they'd drive that message into the ground." Morgan J. Freeman, the producer of Teen Mom and 16 and Pregnant, "If I were God, I'd strike this toxic masculinity fuckhead from the face of the earth. Now." Anna Navarro Cardenas, a CNN commentator, said, "That masculinity needs defending and hashtag Josh Hawley is its self-appointed defender, is laugh out loud funny." Rolling Stone wrote, "Josh Hawley's bizarre obsession with masculinity is the most pathetic front yet in the GOP's culture war." Former Representative Joe Walsh, REL, claimed, "This is what Republicans do now, they're trying to scare the hell out of their voters, it's going to lead to more violence. It's going to lead to more people getting hurt." Former GOP Rep. At Walsh Freedom on Senator Josh Hawley saying there's a left-wing attack on manhood. Jennifer Rubin, the never-Trump and pro-democracy opinion writer for The Washington Post, remarked, "Worse than foolish. Propagating misogyny. Disgusting." Former Senator Claire McCaskill, Demo, whom Hawley ousted in 2018, said, "SMH, shaking my head." Former Representative Katie Hill, DCA, who resigned after she admitted to having an inappropriate relationship with a campaign staffer, said, "Lol, like anyone thinks Josh Hawley is masculine." Clint Watts, who works for MSNBC, wrote, "Didn't know a component of strong masculinity was not being able to take criticism. What a bunch of nonsense," and also surprised Hawley is the spokesman for masculinity. Is this guy running to be the leader of all incels? While many leftists have expressed outrage after learning of Hawley's speech, the Missouri senator believes that helping men can also help America. "American men are and can be an unrivaled force for good in the world. If we can strengthen them, if we can empower them, if we can unleash them to be who they are made to be," Hawley said during his National Conservatism speech, "then they shall, in the words of Scripture, build up the ancient ruins. They shall raise up the former desolation, they shall repair the ruined cities, and the devastations of many generations." Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran3.